Milwaukee State Representative Fred Kessler plans to introduce a bill in January that he says will bring the polling station to the voter. He wants the state to adopt a vote-by-mail system that's proved successful in Oregon and Washington. He says mail-in voting will give poll workers more time to count ballots accurately and force candidates to change the timing of the traditional last-minute attack ads.
If the false charges are made, in effect, the public has the chance to look at those false charges and ascertain the truth.
75-year-old Madison voter Dave Krieg sees lots of advantages to using the postal system rather than the polling booth.
It would eliminate any of the problems that may arise, or maybe they're already, with electronic voting machines, and certainly give people time in the privacy of their own homes to sit down and decide what they wanted to vote for and who they wanted to vote for.
But voting by mail doesn't eliminate the possibility for voter fraud, according to State Elections Board Director Kevin Kennedy. He says the advantage of the current system is that poll workers see voters face to face, and there's no chance for anyone to influence the vote while ballots are being filled out.
We know who that person is who's going to vote. Once that is outside of those protections of the polling place, you don't know who's really marking the ballot. You don't know what kind of influence was on that.
But Representative Kessler says Oregon and Washington control for fraud by requiring poll workers counting mail-in ballots to match the signature on the ballot with the signature on the voter registration form. Kennedy says such a system here would require intensive and possibly costly training for poll workers, but he acknowledges that mail-in voting would save money because communities would need fewer polling stations. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.